You've mentioned R.D. Lawrence and Dr. Nabarro. Do you have any other memories of the medical profession before you moved to Oxford?
Well, of course, I was constantly in touch with people, going to big hospitals meant that you certainly did meet them. And of course, I was in hospital actually once or twice, to do with Addison's, but also for one or two other reasons I had to go into hospital. I mean, the times, for instance, when I had to have my wisdom teeth out, but there wasn't any traumatic business with that. You know, you were with people who, in hospital, really are with people who know about it. I mean, I think if there's ever going to be any trouble, it's going to be with GPs, whose job isn't to know everything about it. They know a little bit, and if there's a problem, they send you off to a specialist. And so when you'd have a very busy GP, and there was the waiting room was absolutely stuffed with people, and finally you see this poor Harris doctor about something quite different, and it was a woman I remember in London who looked up the notes and said, you've got diabetes and Addison's, you'll have other things going wrong. And I don't remember her exact words, but you know, that's the sort of thing which doctors perhaps shouldn't say, but perhaps they do say it. And I remember that, you know, and as it happens, nothing else has gone wrong, but it may have been true. You just remember those pinnacles of bad things that stuck in your brain. But on the whole, I don't remember anything very bad, and I just remember a lot of kindness and understanding, and the understanding has grown over the years. And indeed, even going back to people like Miss Pierce, who was very tough and certainly stuck that thing in my ear, they were always very kind as well and understanding, and they gave you the best they could in their knowledge. The knowledge which has grown and grown, which, you know, perhaps a long time ago that wasn't so great, but it kept me alive.
Tell me then about moving to Oxford. When was it?
Well, I've always been rather law-abiding, and when I started to do this thesis, I read the instructions which said that I had to live within 14 miles of Oxford, that was in 1976. I now discover that, of course, it's completely untrue, and you can live the other side of the world if you want. But we had our little cottage in Suffolk, and we sold it, and we moved into East Oxford, and just by the Iffley Road. And that meant finding, a new environment, which, as you know, actually couldn't have been better. I mean, the hospitals for the treatment of diabetics in hospital in Oxford has been wonderful. But this started in 72, and it meant, 1976. And of course, I can't quite remember exactly when it started, which hospital. But what I do remember is that, as usual with me, I quickly found out, first of all, I got a GP, and then from that found my way into the hospitals, because I believe in going twice a year, and I started that very quickly. And I think at the beginning it must have been in the Radcliffe Infirmary, although my mind is slightly hazy about that, because I have been going to the Radcliffe Infirmary recently. But I remember going up to the new JR2, and going there for quite a few years and being looked after there very well. But never, for a long, I haven't been to hospital since I was in London in the 60s. So I've never been to hospital, but I have been, once or twice a year to see the doctors there.